you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Prince Philip passed away, 99. Over 1,000 people apparently had him on the Deadpool.
The Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah. I love that song. Duke of Edinburgh, whatever the hell that is.
Edinburgh.
Yeah, whatever.
Says Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Yeah.
Longest serving spouse of a reigning British monarch, born into Greek and Danish royalty, family exiled from Greece when he was a baby.
He was tired of looking at her, that's for sure. Jesus.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
So, and married the not yet queen in 1947. She became queen in 1952.
He had.
We are working on the list.
Yeah, Tyler's Tupperware tour we know has eight hits.
Shannon Doherty and Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
Those are the remaining.
Yeah.
I don't care so much about Bernie. He's a scumbag, but Shannon Doherty hopes she makes it. Because I don't play the Deadpool.
I don't think it's good.
Right. So I ran across a map. A people map, of the United States, they say.
Right.
And it's an odd little thing that someone has put together where city names are replaced by their most Wikipedia'd resident.
Oh, so we'd be Buffett Town.
People
right?
Born in, lived in, or connected to a place.
We'd be Buffett City.
You are right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You are right. The most Wikipedia'd resident in the town of Omaha is Warren Buffett.
What about Lincoln?
Johnny Carson.
Oh, he's not from Lincoln.
No, he was up the road a bit.
That's the national perception. They have the wrong place. He went to college here.
No.
In Wikipedia.
Maybe that's it.
Well, he went to college here, but he's not from Lincoln. That's a good point.
City names are replaced by their most Wikipedia resident. Now then, so that they may be wrong.
Buffett Town and Carson Town, whatever we call them.
Yeah.
And Wichita.
Well, that's right. That's not. It's
Wichita is what?
Coke City.
No.
Kirstie Alley.
No.
God, Kirstie Alley.
Way off.
Really?
Years off.
Barry Sandersville.
Years off.
Wyatt Earp.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Wyatt Earp. That's Dodge City.
Yeah.
Once again, though, it's Wikipedia.
Well, it's resident. Also Ellsworth.
Right.
And Dodge City. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a resident of
Wyatt Earp Town. T95 and Wyatt Earp. How you doing?
In Emporia, it's R. Lee Ermey.
How big are these cities? Mid-sized, obviously. If Lincoln's on there, there's still no mid-sized cities.
Emporia's
right?
On there.
Yeah, that's a small
place. They
don't
have to be real big.
And for some reason, in Tilden, Nebraska, the most Wikipedia'd resident there, L. Ron Hubbard.
What's it like in Bart Starr, Wisconsin?
Let's see here.
Bart Starr. Let's do our football team.
Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
That's Suamico. Jeffrey Dahmer's Milwaukee.
Ooh,
really?
They're loving that. Well, there's a new documentary about him out and a movie.
I think the city needs to band together and collectively, like, Wikipedia Bob Uecker or something.
Right. And then in Fargo, it's Carson Wentz.
Sucks. He's from Bismarck.
Yeah, is a horrible list.
Yeah, but he played.
It is horrible. I'm not yelling at you for the list. I like this.
No,
horrible.
I was amused. I was amused by this. Right. Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, I know. That's
what?
I was in Dodge City. He's in Dodge City. He's not great. Yeah, it's different than
Yeah, but that's Wichita, right?
Yeah.
Wyatt Earp is Wichita.
Right.
And Carson Wentz didn't grow up in Fargo. He played football in Fargo.
That's the thing. The only one
but
you
he was a resident.
Yeah, they don't say they had to grow up there. They just said they had to be a resident there.
No, it just said Wikipedia. That's all it said.
No, Wikipedia'd resident. People born in, lived in, or connected to a place.
Right.
And in Sioux Falls, it's January Jones.
Is she from there?
Somehow connected, apparently.
She's going to be the hottest thing ever walked out of that town. And that's not a hammer in that town, because she's gorgeous. She's the hottest thing of walking out of most towns.
Born in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
God, good thing she got out. She'd be wrinkled with a cigarette hanging off her mouth into some slot machine. Love you, Sioux Falls. Thanks for listening.
And it is odd. I mean, some of these names go way back.
Oh.
I mean, ungodly way
January
back.
January Jones and I have the same birthday.
Oh. So,
you're now the second hottest person born that day.
Yeah, you weren't born in Sioux Falls.
Well, I don't know about that.
What about Minneapolis, Pittsburgh? Let's to Kansas City. Let's do our teams.
Kansas City, it is Eminem. What? Des Moines, it's Jason Momoa.
Why Eminem in Kansas City?
I didn't look into the whys for all
of
these.
Did he spend any time in Kansas City? He's a Detroit guy.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, he is from Detroit.
That didn't make any sense.
Born in St. Joe.
Huh?
I did not know that.
Yeah, but that's not Kansas City.
It's not. That's a stupid one.
Well, maybe they went to the Costco down in Kansas City once before they moved.
What about Pittsburgh?
Lived in several places, including St. Joe, Savannah, and Kansas City.
Okay.
Still, there's a lot of famous people from Kansas City. That's lame. Come on,
well,
pick it up.
Here's what happens, though. I'm looking at Wikipedia. This person, all that has to happen is Kansas City has to come up in the Wikipedia entry somewhere.
And then they're the most
and then Eminem
searched
is
one
is
around
a,
the country. Got
right.
It. All right, I got it.
Andy Warhol for Pittsburgh.
That makes sense.
For Butler, it is Bret Michaels.
Right. He was just born there, though. He moved to Mechanicsburg when he was like a baby, basically. A kid.
A silly little thing that was put together. I was somewhat amused by.
Does it have small towns?
You mean like Tilden, Nebraska?
Yeah.
The aforementioned Tilden, Nebraska?
That's Richie Ashburn, right. How about?
No, it was.
No, it's L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, it was L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, is he from there too?
Well, we mentioned it just a few minutes
ago. Yeah, I was thinking about other towns for some stupid reason.
I think he was born there.
Right. Boy, he was a freak.
What about Minot, North Dakota?
Yeah.
See, this is a difficult map to.
I'm the map.
Yeah.
This is a difficult map to
negotiate.
I can't do both.
Mine it would be.
Well, they're both M's. Yeah. Figure it out.
Josh different Ball. Places on a map. I'm looking at a map.
Oh, I got it.
I'm looking at a map.
You look at it too, Puss.
Map is M as well.
I don't have the link.
Josh DeMaul is the most famous resident of Minot, North Dakota.
But we don't know if he's...
If he's the most Wikipedia'd.
Yeah, we don't know. How about rugby?
Yeah, he was.
How about rugby?
Rugby, I don't see them listed here.
How about Mechanicsburg?
I got to go to the other end of the deal now.
Yeah, it's just a whole way over there in the map there.
It is. Now I got to find it.
You're right, Todd. Why not? Josh DeMaul.
Where did you say?
Yeah. Mechanicsburg.
I don't see it.
Who was the...
bigger than Minot.
The romantic singer. Who am I thinking of? Jeffrey Gaines. See, Mechanicsburg?
He's from Harrisburg.
Harrisburg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not Mechanicsburg. But it's close. He may have been to Mechanicsburg.
He's from Harrisburg. How about your hometown there, Craig?
Memphis.
You were born in Oklahoma, right?
I really don't remember. Tell me.
Kids, you don't know what that bid's about. It's funny as hell.
It's not worth it.
No. Yes, it is.
It's really not.
Yes, it is.
Here you go. I found Mechanicsburg.
Yes.
Ricky Rocket.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, yeah. Because I already gave Brett one, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah,
what part of Oklahoma were you born in?
Oklahoma City.
Oh.
The aforementioned town. Oklahoma City.
You were born there, right?
Yeah, I really don't remember.
See, Johnny Carson comes up as the most Wikipedia resident of the three biggest towns from around where I was from.
Oh, because he grew up in Iowa, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he grew up in two towns, Iowa and Nebraska.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's also a fellow Nebraska Broadcasters Hall of Fame, Johnny Carson and us.
Great. In Ardmore, Oklahoma, yeah. The most Wikipedia resident is John Hinckley Jr.
All right. well, that's like Dahmer in Milwaukee, man. Yeah. Not a good one. I'm sure where Lee Harvey Oswald is from, he might be the first one, too.
Yeah. More information coming to light about last month's DUI arrest of Kansas Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop. Yeah. Court officials say the documents released yesterday include testimony that Sullentrop physically threatened an officer while in police custody following his arrest March 16th. And called the officer Donut Boy.
Donut Boy. Man.
Was this a guy driving the wrong way?
Yep.
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
Was it down the interstate?
Outside Topeka.
Blood alcohol level of 0.11, I'm sorry, 0.017.
Look at
more than
dude.
Twice the legal limit.
Look at his mugshot, too. He's all wasted. Look at that. He's just puffy and wasted. He looks like he's that way all the time. He's the kind of guy that looks like he has a whiskey in his hand every day.
He did that night.
Donut Boy. That's what you want to call a cop. I wish a cop would just crack his head open. That's illegal, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Donut Boy.
That's what we hear.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
Well, the cop really shouldn't hit him either. Just say, yeah, dude, you're hammered. Get in the car.
No.
Get on the ground.
You know, it's Donut Boy. Don't know who you are. Don't you know who I am? You know, he probably said that.
Could have.
And the guy would say, no, I don't. I'm the state Senate majority leader, so.
Get on the ground.
Yeah.
Let me kneel on your neck for a while, state senator. When are they going to convict that son of a bitch?
Oh, it's so ridiculous. Because it runs continuously on MSNBC and CNN. I think they're avoiding it on Fox because they're for the other side. But... I did click on it one time when the defense was trying, the cross-examination from the defense. And these guys, I understand everybody deserves a defense, but I don't know how defense lawyers take those cases. He was just race-baiting, saying, well, he was pretty dangerous, you know. And now, they had a guy on yesterday that said, no, you know what killed him? Oxygen level cut off. No matter what, you know.
Both that lawyer and that cop have really punchable faces.
Oh, they do.
Well, and the sad thing, I think, is we're only about halfway through. I think they said they were figuring it was going to take about a month.
Yeah, they said it's going quicker than they thought it was going to be. It's about 2 more weeks, they said. But the defense is going to start presenting witnesses. They're going to bring crackpots up there. But all the cops are throwing this guy down over the blue wall, they're calling it.
And that's the difference.
Yeah. But all it takes is one guy to not convict one of the higher ones.
Yeah, I don't trust juries anymore.
No.
Ever since OJ.
Right.
I have no faith in juries.
They better convict him. First of all, he's guilty of sin.
Other classes because, of people haven't trusted juries for, you know,
yes.
70
oh, yeah.
years.
Thank you.
Sure.
There's a video.
We're finally catching on. Yeah.
100 years.
There's a video of him murdering him. The whole 9 minutes of him murdering him. You can't convict on that. We're done. The system's done. I mean, it's a video.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, in northern Mississippi, they're going to get 10-digit telephone dialing.
Well, that's going
to
confuse
them. They're going to have to start dialing the area code.
Half those people can't count to 10 digits,
welcome
right?
to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
You don't have to count to 10 digits. Yeah. You just have to use them.
That's too long.
Customers in the 662 area code are going to have to start dialing that code along with the 7-digit phone number to complete local calls.
Well, you just have it. Okay.
Yeah. You know they're bitching about
that. Oh, I know they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Libtards.
Yeah, until October. You know, they have this until October. If you just dial the 7 digits in that same area code, you get where you want to go.
And they're blaming Biden.
Oh, of course they are.
Well, it's actually, that's not it.
Well, they are blaming him.
It's a suicide hotline thing. Because the change lets this new suicide prevention hotline go through. Because that is a they're making room for the 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline that opens in July of 2022. Those 82 area codes that use 988 for the first three numbers of some 7-digit phone numbers, they have to change that over to 10-digit to let the suicide prevention hotline go through, blah, blah, blah. It's that sort of thing.
Biden.
So it's not Biden.
Well, we know that.
We know that.
We knew that.
Right.
That doesn't stop people from blaming
it. We knew that.
Yeah.
God, I remember when my home, when I was probably 10, I think, my hometown went from 5-digit dialing to 7. I remember.
You only had 5?
You only had to dial 5 digits.
You aren't 100, man. That's a small town, man.
That was probably 1990.
Yeah. Was it like Cal 12? Is that what you said? Give me a call at Cal 12.
Yeah, you rung up Sally and told her to, you know, connect you to grandma.
Yeah. When I was growing up, it was just 5 digits.
Man.
The last digit.
Good thing both you guys got out.
Of the prefix and then the 4 digits of the suffix.
Yeah, I remember the uproar when people, I don't want to dial 7 digits.
Well, they probably couldn't remember it.
Well, and were they dialing them rotary style?
Well, yeah.
Possibly.
That takes a long time.
The
point.
But, yeah, but you know, I grew up with the 7 digits.
And you didn't have to remember anything. It was the same 2 digits you had to add.
Well, it's Cal 12. I'm Cal 12. Give me a call.
But yeah, I thought we were kind of behind there.
Yeah, but I thought
you were.
The whole country was 10 digits by now.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
I thought so, too.
Right, because of cell phones.
Yeah.
We're out of numbers.
Right.
I've been dialing 10 digits for how long has it been in this town? 15, 20 years.
Maybe, I don't know. Because I just call my phone. I don't really call anybody.
Yeah, I just hit the person's name.
Oh, it's been 10. You're right. It's been 10 for a long time.
At least.
Yeah.
Very long time.
We call your mom. It's about 2 digits.
Sometimes 3. One in the stink.
To make it 4.
Okay, that'd be 4. 2 in a stink. They're not driving in the town today, right?
No, I don't think so.
They were driving in the town the other day. We were talking about something.
Todd whipped out his ass.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh. Hope they don't hear that digit conversation.
Talk to mom and dad about doctor's appointment. Yeah. First thing off. So
what are you doing? I'm
dialing Todd's ass was out in the studio today, huh?
I'm dialing your mom.
Yep.
Your mom didn't mention she was the first to spot the bruise. Oh, yeah, I knew about that.
She might have gave it to
you. God.
And they dearly love each and every one of you.
I know.
They're wonderful people.
I know.
See? I checked up. Tennessee, now one of 19 states where residents can carry a gun without a permit.
Yeehaw!
The governor signed that into law.
You have a license to drive, though, and need insurance and all that kind of stuff.
It allows people 21 and older to carry handguns openly without a permit.
Great. Small penises
and
everywhere.
Members of the military, ages 18 to 20, can carry without a permit.
Show your small penis in public.
The new law does not apply to long guns. Just handguns.
Oh, okay.
You got to carry out in the open, though, right? It can't be a concealed carry.
Yeah, that's always...
Carry handguns openly without a permit.
That always feels good in a restaurant seeing a douchebag with a gun on.
Hey, you know how to use that? I don't have to know.
Yeah.
I just get to wear it.
See my small penis beside it?
That stuck to the tape.
Thank you.
Yep, that's what it is.
They're telling us that schools across the country should be fully open for in-person learning by September. That is CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Once again, we live in a city that's been in school the whole year. But when I hear these stories, I keep forgetting that majority of states and majority of cities, bigger ones, the kids haven't been in school for a whole year. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, schools are still going to have to take precautions to prevent the coronavirus from spreading because all the kids aren't going to be vaccinated by then.
No. Well,
there could be two or three vaccines authorized for use in kids over the age of 12 by the summer.
Here's a problem they're going
to
have.
But even longer before vaccines are approved in younger kids.
If these kids are going back to school, they're not used to wearing masks. Our kids in this area have been wearing masks the whole time. And so they're used to it. These kids are going to walk in there with jackass parents. You know, I ain't wearing a mask.
Yeah, but I think the kids took to it pretty quickly.
They did, but they took to it when the pandemic was raging. Now there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Some of these kids are going back to school and say, screw that, right?
But I think the younger kids, the
oh,
younger,
they're going to have to. They don't care.
And they do what they do what
right,
they're told.
Right.
When the teachers say, put your mask on, okay, put your mask on.
Well, the high school kids wear a mask now, too. But in our area, they've been wearing them the whole year. That's why.
No rebels?
No. That Roderick said one time, if it falls below your nose, they pulled it up. They'll do that. That's about it.
And they should.
Yeah. No, they should. Yeah.
None of the kids?
No, they've been good. No, I've asked. You know.
But hopefully,
my daughter's school has got more Trump a-holes than my son's school.
But hopefully,
so
by the time
they might have had some more rebels there.
By the time school starts again in the fall, we might be down to the point where 12-year-olds and up can get vaccinated.
Right,
so it's really going to be the elementary school kids that are going to be the ones we need to worry about.
Right.
And they generally do what they're told when it comes to putting a mask on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My wife works at a elementary school this whole year. Yeah, the kids wear the mask all the time.
And they don't bitch about it.
He said the problem they have sometimes when a kid pukes. Because he pukes right in the mask and just a big pile of puke in there. And the sawdust guy shows up.
He probably likes
take
that.
Off your mask. Now you got to take your mask off and then there's puke everywhere.
Well, there's a little less puke to clean up.
Good point.
The mask catches
good
a little
point,
bit of it.
Good point. That's always pleasant, she says. Kid pukes in his mask.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.